Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast, a show that happens twice a week where two old guys talk about old or interesting or requested by five-star reviewed games.
Most importantly, requested by five-star reviewed games. Yep.
Today, we're going to be talking about a request from M. Kelso 27, where he said it would be cool if we talked about dead pixels.
Maybe it's M. K. Elso.
M.K. Like,
maybe it's a guy named Elso.
M. Kel So.
And Mortal Kombat's his favorite game. That's his favorite franchise. So he's like, I am M. K. Elso. Elso known as Scorpion.
I'm your bearded host, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
I had to think. So where am I going? Where am I going with this? I'm your bearded host, Tyler. And I remember one time toward the end of culinary school, I was in my international section where every week we would go to a different type of cuisine throughout the world. I had recently finished my the Italian week where we just made Italian food throughout the whole week. So it was just coincidental. A friend called me up and she asked me, she's like, I want to make some lasagna. Can you give me a good lasagna recipe?
Is this a former guest host or no?
Okay. No, just a friend.
So we don't know this person.
No. Because I said, okay, I do actually have a good one on hand. So I gave it to her. But the thing is, I assumed there were things that she knew already whenever I gave her the description of the recipe. She didn't know that a clove of garlic is just one of the little pieces that comes off of a bulb.
Yeah, really?
So she
I thought garlic came I thought it grew naturally in those shakers that you find at Walmart. Is that not? Garlic's a real thing?
In jars, just marked garlic, the garlic jar tree.
All those vampire movies, I thought that was just, they were just making that up. Like, that's a real thing?
The bulb?
That's a thing.
That's how they
grow.
Is that
what looks, it kind of looks like an onion?
An onion, a fancy lantern onion.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Now I know what you're talking about.
So each of those little segments, you know, that's a clove. The whole thing is a bulb. She thought a bulb was a clove.
Okay.
So when it calls for six cloves of garlic, that's six little sections.
Uh-huh.
She instead used six whole bulbs of garlic.
I would, did she have to chop it up or something?
Yeah, so she...
I would have given up.
Been like, man, this is a lot of...
I don't think I would have been like, this is a lot. I would have just been like, I'm tired of chopping. I think I'm going to go lay down.
Except for she put I forget, she was telling me about it. She set everything, the sauce or whatever, to pour the noodles to, boil, and she had all this fucking garlic in it. And, one, it was a huge amount of garlic.
Where was she cooking this? In her apartment or something?
In her house. Okay. In her house with her family.
Well, they moved.
She had all that garlic. I think she let it go a little too far anyway. But it just, all of a sudden, she walks out of the room and comes back and her kids are crying and asking why the house smells so bad. And
blood's coming out of their mouth. They're they're standing on the ceiling.
But she said it just nearly ruined her house.
I bet.
The amount of the saturating garlic smell. Her husband came home and he was like, what the fuck happened here? They had to open up all the windows and just leave for a long time. When they finally, she got the pot and went out and dumped it out way out in the yard. And she didn't think about it an hour later whenever she let her dog out. Her dog goes out and just rolls all in the garlic mess.
Why would you do that, dog? What are you doing?
And then when it comes back to the house, it stinks up the house all over again. She's like, fuck, nugget. She goes and gets
the dog. So then she's going to get tomato sauce to put on the dog to get rid of the garlic smell. All of a sudden, lasagna dog.
But she takes the dog, puts the dog in the bathtub, starts trying to wash the dog. The smell is too much for her, so she then vomits all over the dog.
Yeah, I don't Lasagna usually comes in a box, right?
Some kinds of do. The ones at the Olive Garden do.
And then, like, no, the ones at the Olive Garden, they're not real because, like, some of the noodles aren't crunchy. Like, that's the sign of, I think, of lasagna, is the crunchy noodle in the middle.
So just, like, a big can shaped like a lasagna, they just... That'll be $14.99.
I used to work at the Olive Garden. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm Dave, your bespectacled host. What's up, Internet? I'm sorry, I forgot to romance you. I don't... Sorry. Oh, Jacob's going to be all over me. Now I moved to
romance this week.
Yeah, I used to work at the Olive Garden. I was going to say I haven't been there in a long time, which is the truth. But that's not because it was like an awful place to work or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's kind of like what you said. It's like the food there is like, I could go to like Walmart in the freezer section and just kind of get this food and make it at home.
Yep.
But I almost got fired from there because one of my favorite things, I was a busser. I was 15 and I was trying to make money to... buy a car, a Mazda 626, a 1989 Mazda 626. Yeah. This is like, I don't know, 1996. So I'm like, all right, I gotta get this Mazda. So I guess I better get a job at the Olive Garden, bussing tables. But sometimes I would have reprieve and I would get to make the quote unquote, make the breadsticks in the kitchen. Man, Olive Garden, if you are listening, please don't sue me for like, giving away trade secrets and your your culinary arts.
He's giving away the trade.
Please,
I've seen those commercials. They train those chefs in Italy.
Those commercials are hilarious. I love those.
The Olive Garden, like culinary school. The school, in Italy.
Yeah, the academy. Well, let me tell you, the Olive Garden academy that I went to was talking to the dishwasher about how to make breadsticks. And what you do is, what I would do is there's this big bag, right? It's not a trash bag, but it's like a clear bag. It's about the size of a trash bag. And it's got a whole bunch of frozen breadsticks in there. And then you pour them out onto a tray. And what you're supposed to do is they got this like paintbrush, right? Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to dip the paintbrush in this butter and use the paintbrush to butter up mm-hmm. the breadsticks. And then you use like garlic salt on it. And then you put it in this gigantic oven. I love that I get to teach you, Tyler, how to make bread. I
see how do you do this?
You're enthralled. So you put it in there, and then you take them out, and then you put them in this big basket of bread, right? You know, like this little like sliding thing. You put them in. And I almost got fired because everyone was complaining that I was making the breadsticks. Like servers were coming back and being like, you are making the breadsticks too buttery and too garlicky. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure people like it that way. So like three servers told me that. And I was like, yeah, no, I think you're just, I think people love it this way. Meanwhile, I'm eating them.
You said like every person on Kitchen Nightmares. No, that's the way they like it. People tell me they love my breadsticks.
Well, no one told me that they loved it. I was just saying that because that's how I like them. And as long as I made them that way. The servers were put less in their basket, which means that I could sit in the kitchen and eat more of them. So eventually the manager came by and said, hey, stop making the breadsticks that way or you're fired. Okay. I guess I'll go back to cleaning up other people's shit off the tables.
Not being
the breadstick boy.
That's a really good thing.
I do like breadsticks still. I do.
I wonder how they're made at Fazoli's, if they're made the exact same way at Fazoli's.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah. Fazoli's breadsticks are a little thinner.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're a little thinner, but I think they're on par. You know what, man? As far as I'm concerned, nothing beats some toast with some butter and some garlic salt on it. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Is that Italian?
Yep.
Did you guys cover that in Italian week?
Yep. Last thing. That was one of my final.
Like, by the way, if you're ever in Western Kentucky, there might be a guy that really likes this.
When we did like Bachelor Week, where we just, you know, have white bread, we put butter on it and garlic salt.
I don't know. I don't know if anyone's
Pop-Tarts in the toaster.
I don't know if anyone's put this together or not, but I am not what you would call a foodie. I'm pretty much comfortable as long as I can like eat something and remain living. I'm pretty much okay with that.
Oh, you're the only person who likes who I know that really loves spicy food as much as
I
do.
Oh, I love spicy food.
The only person like I know like as hot as ever I want it anywhere, Dave's always with me. We can go and just fucking burn ourselves out. So
yeah, it's not really a good meal unless I'm crying and snot's rolling out of my nose.
But okay, Dead Pixels.
Dead.
You ready to move on from breadsticks and Dead Pixels?
Breadsticks and yeah, let's do it.
I guess before we really get started and talking about Dead Pixels, we should listen. Well, I'll listen first for a minute and see if I don't know if I either hear at this time of night if I'm either hearing a train or if I'm just hearing a menagerie of frogs.
You're definitely a menagerie of frogs. Definitely. I hope that's like the proper grouping noun for a group of frogs. A menagerie. Oh, this is not good.
So
we're in a bad situation here.
Is it too new? Is it too new to be on Wikipedia?
I don't think the train's gonna leave the station, buddy.
Oh man.
I don't see it on Wikipedia.
Oh man.
I can talk to you about defective pixels. Here we go. Okay, guys. Defective pixels are pixels on a liquid crystal display, LCD, that are not performing as expected. The ISO standard, ISO 13406-2.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
And Tony knew. Distinguishes between three different types of defective pixels, while hardware companies tend to have further distinguishing type. So essentially, some of them are black. Some of these dead pixels are black. Some of them are white. Mm-hmm. But it just means that they don't work the way they're intended to. I had a good time recording Tyler.
We played that for an hour. Just taking pins and poking our television sets. He wanted us to do this on that 5-star review. We're men of our words.
I can read you 5 ways to fix a stuck pixel on an LCD monitor.
Or we start a whole new segment. Dave reads from the Steam forum.
Yeah, I got to get on. I'm going to have to get on Steam, man. Or here, I'll just go to their website.
Okay.
Super, super prepared. All right, skip this ad. I don't understand why they got an ad.
Although you can try to go to steam.com, which somebody bought up and reserved it, hoping somebody would buy it up because it's just. There's a bunch of pipes saying this website is for sale.
Is that why it's steampowered.com?
Yeah.
Because I guess they were just like, no, we're not going to pay for it.
We're not buying from these assholes. The same guy who actually has the Tadpog Twitter. He just went throughout. He screwed us and he screwed Dick Gabe over. That's it.
Okay. This is what I got. I'm going to have to jump around to different parts of the site to even give you a description of this game. Their game's about as professional as our show.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, guys. Dead Pixels was developed in sunny Scotland by CSR Studios. I hope that they know Sycamore Drive, because that's where Sycamore Drive is from.
I hope he's part of it.
Okay, then they have a whole bunch of email addresses. We can email them if we have questions. So let me give you the story. Can I give you the story of this game?
Please.
A toxic waste spill finds its way into the water supply, causing the recently deceased rise from their graves. Yeah, that's what it says.
So are the dead drinking from the public water supply, or are they just flooding the graves? They keep that graveyard nice and moist with the water.
That's someone's job, you know. That is someone's
Dan, moisten the graveyard. What are you doing, man? Moist in the graveyard.
Where do you think those flowers come from?
Oh, okay.
Now you have to shoot your way through the hordes of undead to reach your only hope for survival. On the way to your rescue, you will have to search stores and houses for supplies and trade with other survivors. There's 3 game modes, hundreds of items, weapons, and grenades, and a city that is never the same twice. There is always something new hiding around the corner in Dead Pixels. I don't know why they don't have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, because spoilers for the rest of the episode, this is a pretty solid game.
Yeah, yeah, I'm surprised you liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good at it, like, at all. Like, I put a few hours into it, but I didn't understand exactly what I was supposed to do. Well, you shoot zombies. I got that, but because I started off on easy mode, because there are 4 different modes. I think each one probably just has more and more streets you go through.
I only played on normal, so I have no idea. How many streets did you have to go through on
10.
Easy? 10. I think I had to go through, 20.
20, so it's normal. Probably more. There are more monsters or whatever, more zombies.
And each street is a stage.
Yeah.
So it's like, in the very beginning, you are told that you need to get to a group of survivors on the other side of town because they have a helicopter and they're getting the fuck out of here. And each block is a stage. Mm-hmm. So like on normal, I had to go through 20. I think it was 20. And each one of those stages is a block. So on easy, it was 10.
Yep.
I should have played it on easy because I did not finish it on normal.
Even on easy, I didn't finish it because of course I love the graphic style, the 8-bit. The music is fantastic.
The music's good.
Usually they don't keep, if it's an 8-bit style, they'll keep to like the MIDI file music, you know, things like that. They don't in this game at all. Heavy, like good heavy metal.
It was, when I was playing it, I was thinking, man, this is almost Megalixir caliber. Yeah, and almost. It was really, no, I'm just, like when I was playing it, I was like, man, they should have got Megalixir to do this music. Because that would have been, if Megalixir, if you're listening, maybe you should do game music. At least check out Dead Pixels and be like, yeah, we could have done this.
Could have done that better. You can email, we got those email addresses. You can email CSR Studios. Hey, man.
I know they're working on a Dead Pixels too. So yeah, I would get in touch with them.
All right, there you go.
How badass would that be?
That would be pretty fucking badass. But it does, it reminded me, it looks very, very similar to Fist Puncher, which we did so many episodes ago.
Yeah, which I really did not like.
Yeah.
I really did not like that game. But it does look similar to Fist Puncher. And you're right.
Like, I thought it was probably the same people because, like, the font and all the writing, like, everything looks so, so similar.
Yeah, I had the same problem with this game that I did with Fist Puncher, and that is it tries to emulate an 8-bit game without really like emulating an 8-bit game. Mm. Like they keep all the trappings of like, oh, everyone's made out of blocks and everything looks real pixelated, but it's like it doesn't feel like an 8-bit game. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there are other games that feel like an 8-bit game. This kind of just keeps the art style.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I think this game makes up for it in the actual gameplay.
It's all about the gameplay because, you know, the story is loose. A lot of other things about the game are just kind of there. But it's all about the gameplay. So, but like I mentioned earlier, like I wasn't sure how to play it because, of course, okay, get to the helicopter. Am I just running through as much as I can and I'll just fire my gun?
I guess
if a zombie gets too close and get there. But at the same time, when you go in, you get tons of loot. So you get encumbered. So you need to sell it. So there are traders.
Well, tell me how you get the loot.
Usually, zombies will drop coins.
Mm-hmm. Zombie money. Yeah.
Zombunny. Yeah. And you can go through into different buildings like.
So what's happened is all of the Beagle Boys have turned into zombies. And you're going through killing them and taking Uncle Scrooge's money.
Nice.
Launchpad is gonna take the helicopter and fly you out of this bitch. But you gotta give him enough of Uncle Scrooge's money before you can do it.
If they put the Launchpad, that's pretty good.
Because Launchpad has been trying to get out from under Scrooge's thumb for years. And I can prove it because he went to Darkwing Duck.
He's like, give me a job, man.
Please tell me that's explained.
I don't remember it being explained.
Because I remember being confused as hell as a kid, being like, I thought Launchpad was Uncle Scrooge's pilot. I guess not.
He moonlights for Darkwing Duck.
Uncle Scrooge, he seriously has to be miserly in order for like someone to be like, hey, you know what? This guy over here offered me a lot more money. I think they're related or something. I think Darkwing Duck and Launchpad are related, right?
I mean, they're both ducks.
Oh, right. I forgot. They do share the same last name. You know, all those ducks.
I think it's Launchpad McQuack.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then Darkwing Duck. I remember Darkwing Duck's
real name. I don't remember his,
yeah. Damn. We're really just going to be angry at ourselves for a little while.
Failed.
But I also, you go in, you could upgrade all your stats and stuff for a lot of money.
And shops.
So it's like, am I supposed to stop and shoot and farm all these zombies and get money and go to different buildings, be it a church or a grocery store or whatever, and loot everything and then try to find another shop to sell it all. And then shops will also give, like, they're wanting certain items, so they'll pay way, way, way too much for a sleeping bag or a bar of soap that you randomly find.
Which changes. And that's cool because it makes some of the random shit that you pick up in garages and in abandoned stores and abandoned homes. It actually makes them valuable as opposed to the regular like $2 or whatever they'd sell for.
And then I was holding on to stuff like I was holding on to bottles of water and cans of cat food.
I was too.
Thinking like, am I going to get hungry and thirsty, trying to survive?
Yeah, I thought so too. No, you don't.
Like I'm over-encumbered carrying 28 cans of cat food trudging through the streets. Because once you get over-encumbered, your speed drops to like a fourth of what it normally is.
Yeah, and that's game over.
Yeah.
Because, like, these zombies, for the most part, the regular zombies are just like these shamblers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they start throwing special zombies on top of that. Like, there's some that spit, a la Left 4 Dead. There are fast movers, which is really cool because they make all these references, like, to zombie movies and all kinds of zombie video games. Because, like, when the fast movers first appear, like, there's this, like, swarm of rats that scurry about before them to warn you that they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. Didn't that happen like in Godzilla?
I've never seen a Godzilla movie.
Well, I think it happened like the Awful remake with Matthew Broderick.
Remake.
Yeah, because I think like they were in the sewers or something. Like maybe that was Cloverfield. Maybe that was the other Awful movie.
See, if only Josh of Uniracers fame was here. He was all about Godzilla when we were younger. I remember being in middle school and that Godzilla movie coming out, and he was so excited.
Did he like it, or did he like actually realize it was bad?
And when he saw it, he was very upset.
Oh yeah, good. Yeah. Well, good, Josh. I'm glad that you were able to like just see through all of your Godzilla nostalgia.
Because I remember was it Santana who did a track on the Godzilla soundtrack?
Probably.
I think we went out and bought the single of that and would just listen to it over and over again.
Can that be a Tad Pog prize?
Like, his excitement made me excited, but I never even saw the movie. We just listened to that one song on repeat, just like super jazzed up for Godzilla.
I love it. I love it. You guys are so cute.
Yeah. Just masturbating, rubbing it in whatever carpet, okay, listening to Godzilla.
All right. I didn't know about all that.
You knew about that.
You guys, I didn't know you were listening to Santana and masturbating together.
How else do you listen to Santana with a friend when you masturbate? It's the essence of Spanish guitar. Dead Pixels.
I forgot. That is in that DVD I bought on how to play guitar. First, throw in Godzilla and rub one out. Have you done that? All right, great. This is called the G string.
So whenever I ask you, like, hey, man, let's listen to some Godzilla soundtrack.
I would already know that. Like, I already know what you're insinuating because it's like no one texts, hey, man, let's listen to the Godzilla soundtrack. I would know something's up. Like, I know either you need my help, like, burying a guy that you just killed, or you want to jerk off together.
It's one of the two. Right. It's always one of the two. Dead Pixels. Also, the shops, they're not, like, one on every street or one on every two streets. They're, like, completely randomized.
Yeah.
You might run into back-to-back shops, like I did a few times, or you'll go two streets and not run into one.
Yeah. So. And that sucks because you have to conserve your ammo because you don't have unlimited ammo.
Mm-hmm.
You either find ammo, which is pretty rare. Most often you buy it in the shops. So when you go a long stretch without a shop, things can get kind of tight.
You have to resort to melee, in which melee just consists. You just poke them.
Just poke.
So you've got a shotgun. It looks like you're poking them with your shotgun. But if you have like a handgun, you don't poke them with your handgun.
Just poke them with your hand. Yeah. Just poke them with your hand.
Just five damage.
You don't even punch them. Poke. Yeah, pretty nice.
Like, we look like fist puncher, so we want to differentiate ourselves. We'll poke puncher. I do wish a lot of the things that I wanted to see in the game are broken down between the various modes.
Yep.
Like, I would have liked just, like, take all those modes and mash them together and let that be the game. So let the main storyline let you choose different characters with different stats to play through.
Yeah, because in the main storyline, you don't get to choose your character. You're just assigned a dude. Pretty much, I called him Johnny Generic.
It's pretty good.
Player two, this is a
Gianni, co-op. Gianni Generic, that way it's two Gs.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's Italian week. Why not? Let's go crazy. we can make some toast, put some butter and garlic on there, and listen to the Santana Godzilla track, and then
all that butter and garlic salt just gonna just gonna be gross. Let's
just do it. Fuck it. This game is co-op, so but it's local co-op. You can't play it online, which is good because I don't think you would want to play this with an internet rando. The player two looks like Elmer Fudd with glasses because he's got like the Elmer Fudd hat and then he's got like these round spectacles that he's jamming out. So he actually has some kind of like visual personality. Gianni Generic, however, he's just a dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a dude. He looks like everyone's clean shaven, which bugged me. It's like,
yeah, nope.
It's the zombie apocalypse. What are you just like? Is this like the razor capital of the world?
It's not like Lost and like, why are you clean shaven? Why is Hurley still fat? You've been stranded forever.
Sawyer asks him that, I believe.
Yeah.
I can't remember, like, what the answer is.
He finds those dropped food stores.
I remember that, but come on. Come on. That's not gonna last forever.
The actor's like, yeah, I'll be on the show, but you're gonna have to find a reason because I'm not gonna die. This is my thing. I don't know if you saw me in Becker, but I look exactly the same.
Oh, he was in Becker. Holy shit.
Yes, he was.
Blew my mind, dude. I forgot he was in Becker. Wow. He was bigger in Becker, I think.
Bigger. That's what y'all are. We haven't made enough Becker references.
We don't think we've ever brought up Becker. Man, had such a great theme song. That sax going on. Oh man. And it's all like these like super generic, like stylized things, like cuts of him getting off the subway and shit. What a horrible opening. I don't know. That probably made it like what, 3 seasons?
I remember long enough for there to be a few big character changes to try and rejuvenate the series, because they all hung out. Becker went to that coffee shop, and it was the dark-haired girl.
Yeah, I wonder what she's doing now. Yeah, I always thought she was all right.
Well, one of the girls, his cute ditzy assistant,
yeah,
is in all the Saw movies apparently.
Oh yeah,
like she's like the big star of all the Saw movies. So she went from ditzy slutty Becker receptionist.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Jigsaw's bitch.
Oh, okay. Is Ted Danson in those two?
I hope so. I've never seen a Saw movie either.
First one's pretty good. Yeah. I haven't seen the other ones. Just because on general principle.
Yeah. But I remember, I'm talking about whenever they go to the coffee shop after, where they see Hurley all the time and the blind guy.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The original dark-haired girl there. They replace her with Nancy Travis. Oh,
right,
eventually.
Right. Okay. Now, Becker had, he had a like an off and on again thing with one of those.
Both of them, really. But,
okay, so... They both met his requirement. Like, yeah. clearly he has a type.
They love, but they just, certainly Doctor likes coffee waitress. That's basically the running theme of Becker.
All right. Good to know. Dead Pixels?
Yeah. That's enough of Becker cast.
All right. Can I tell you something I really liked about this game?
Yes.
I really liked the shooting mechanic, how it worked, because you don't have to face the direction you shoot your gun. You can be running one direction with the analog stick, right? Like, you can be running right and hit left trigger, and Gianni Generic will snap around to the left and shoot backwards. And you could also hit the right trigger, and he'll just shoot forward. So that's cool because, like you said, sometimes you need to move around. Sometimes you don't want to kill all the zombies because you only have 6 shotgun shells.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be really careful about what you shoot. So a lot of times I spent a lot of effort going around the slow moving zombies and then shooting behind me, like the fast zombies that are coming up on my mm-hmm. heels or something like that. So I really like that mechanic. I think this game would have been a whole lot less fun for me if I had to physically turn around
yeah.
to shoot behind me. That would have been just, I don't think I would have played it nearly as much as I did. Because,
like, that mechanic, there are tons of different kinds of zombies, which keeps things interesting.
Yeah.
So the different kinds of zombies, the tight controls, and, you know, the ammo, the music, all of it comes together for, like, a very tense experience and what you wouldn't expect in, an 8-bit style game. So you get, yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth the $2.99 that I paid for it.
Yep. I don't think I'd go back to it too often, but honestly, it's one of those games I lost track of time when I was playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I looked down at the clock, and you were like, hey, we should probably record. I was like, oh, damn. Yeah. I've been playing this game for like 5 hours and didn't really even notice.
Yeah. And there was the other mode I watched you play where you do get to pick different convicts who have different stats.
Yeah.
And then play through a mission, but there are no vendors and stuff like that. It's just, why separate fun elements into different modes instead of have them all together in one big fun mode?
I can kind of see like... That mode, it's called the Solution, and you're right. You do get to choose your character, and they each have different stats, which is really cool. I think that mode would work a lot better co-op, because you can play through the main storyline co-op, mm-hmm. but it gets kind of slow when you go into shops, because now it's not an issue of you, one person, you, going into a shop, selling everything that you want to sell, buying everything that you want to buy, examining your equipment, comparing, oh, does this shop have better equipment than I have? Oh, okay. Now all of a sudden you're doing it for two people. The shop inventory is shared for both players. So it's like now you have to work out like, okay, well, I have two med kits. You have one med kit. You should buy this one and then I'll buy this one. How many grenades do you have? So it's like every time that you stop at a shop,
yeah.
like you're having these conversations. And it's like, that's fine if you want to play that way. Nikki and I played that way, and it was fun to kind of like do the management part of it
mm-hmm.
And like try to like, it's an element of strategy, well, right?
Nikki's a genius at management, so that works out in your favor.
She is pretty good. So like usually we'd go in, I'd be like, all right, you just tell me what to buy. But in the Solution, the second mode where you get to choose your character, you're not stuck with Gianni generic. It not having shops, like I feel like that would be fun to just kind of like pick up and play. Where it's like, hey, let's just do this. We don't have to worry about shops or anything like that. Let's just kill zombies.
Although I guess zombies in this game are not as evolved as raptors because they can't open doors.
No, why don't
zombies understand. Are only in the streets?
Yeah, which I guess I mean makes sense. Like a zombie shouldn't be able to open a door, but I mean they should at least be able to knock it down.
Yeah, or larvae's glass doors.
Yeah, that's true too.
So, yeah. People are just like. Vendors are, there's still plenty of money to be made by these survivors trying to flee. I'm going to set up shop. Money's totally worth things in this apocalyptic city.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, I loved all the Resident Evil references. A lot of the, almost all the guns are named after Redfield, Burton, Valentine.
That's cool.
Barry Burton is probably my favorite Resident Evil character, by the way.
I don't know if I have one.
I just remember Ashley Shake a Fist Muncher Fame playing it together, and he got Barry killed in like a shark attack, and like toward the end of the mansion, he was pretty devastated. Barry, he'd be like, "No, oh, Barry!" Oh, I mean, like he gives you like his gun or something like that. He's like, "Oh man, I let Barry die."
Was he able to pull through and finish?
I think he restarted and saved Barry.
Did it take a few Santana tracks to get him back?
I need to refocus. Put on the guns. I don't really have any achievements because this had copious achievements and good achievements.
Yeah, it did. I'm not going to go through and get them all. I know it sounds like I'm saying like I'm not going to go back and play this game, but it was totally worth $2.99. Mm-hmm. It really was.
Yeah.
If you have like 5 hours to kill and you got $3, buy it on Steam. That's what it's for, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. It's like we went to Walmart, $2.99, done.
Man, do you remember those days? Because you weren't...
Just going to Walmart and buying games, period? Or
well, you weren't really a PC gamer as a kid, right? Because you were a console kid. Man, I remember going to the store, like the grocery store with my mom when I was like 8, 9 years old. And just there'd be this big bin of floppy disks. Like, I remember getting Wolfenstein 3D there for like... $5. I mean, it was just like ridiculous. All the stuff they had there, and they had all that shareware stuff too.
So you had the good grocery store. My grocery store had Mario World and Addams Family for Super Nintendo. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good grocery store. I can't remember where we were living at the time. I think we were in like Florida or something like that. But yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Pretty good.
Pretty awesome. Copied them all. Copied all those floppies.
Nice.
Pretty sure the statutes of limitation are up on that. Please don't sue me, Wolfenstein.
I was reminded, because you can loot churches in this game. It reminded me of when I looted everything and I was like, oh, this is like what happened to Meg's church when Meg's church got looted.
Was it in the zombie apocalypse?
Well, maybe. Outside, they had a big copper statue of Jesus, and copper is selling pretty well. So during that, I remember Meg saw the statue away out of work, came back, and it was just Jesus' feet on the concrete. Somebody had like come through and cut through Jesus' legs, took copper Jesus, just leaving his feet that were in the concrete, and took off.
No, really?
Yeah.
Here in Paducah?
In Paducah.
What?
Yep.
When was this?
They eventually returned the statue. Oh, what? So I guess it's like, there's not really.
Was this? This is like a real Jebediah Simpson story.
It happened a few years ago.
What, I guess no one was buying, huh?
Yeah, it's like, oh, no thanks. I don't really want copper Jesus.
Hey, man, what's this Jesus?
You want a meltdown Jesus? Oh, man, I'm just feeling bad. It's just like they haven't propped them in their house. Like, it's just looking at them. They're like, we got to take it back.
Man, you got to go to one of the coasts if you want a meltdown Jesus. Hey, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Dead Pixels, huh?
Dead Pixels.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Sound like we kind of recommend it.
Yeah, if it was like $15.99, I would not recommend it.
No.
$2.99, 100%.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
$6.99. No, I'm saying no.
No.
It's priced perfectly.
Yeah. Well, on a Steam sale, I'm sure we'll see it for like 99 cents.
Probably.
So,
if you were to give this game a beard, Tyler, that just told the world how you feel about it, what kind of beard would it be and why?
It would be
essay question.
A scruffy, scraggly, redneck survival beard.
Can you give me an example?
Who's that guy from The Walking Dead that started out as a villain and everybody loves him, so he's like a main character?
Daryl. Daryl. Yeah. We're gonna go with Daryl.
Yep. That's a good. Let me cast my rod out into the redneck name of generic redneck names. Daryl, is that a character? Yes.
Yep.
All right.
You know, I'm pretty bad at remembering. This may be a good thing. Like, I'm better at remembering names in, like, Game of Thrones than I am The Walking Dead. Because it's like, I feel like the turnover in The Walking Dead is just so fast. It's like, I don't even want to bother.
What's his name? Daenerys Targaryen? No, Daryl. Remember
that. Daryl Targaryen.
See, that you remember.
Yeah, I'm down.
See, I want that crossover where Daryl's like the father of dragons and he brings out dragons to Atlanta.
I just named my next Pathfinder character Daryl Targaryen. That is like an MMO name. Like, I shit you not. Like, if I were to log into Final Fantasy 14 right now, I could probably point out Daryl Targaryen to you. Because in that game, you can give your character a first and last name. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I just mined for like 2 hours next to a dude named Willie Stroker. I can't tell you how many Targaryens I've seen. They're like Big Tits Targaryen and like shit like that. So keep it classy. Big Tits Targaryen. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses that told the world how you feel about it, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I would give it more of it's got to have contact lenses in it for full effect. So an 8-bit Texas Chainsaw Massacre mask.
Okay. Like a whole like Leatherface thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his name, Leatherface, and that's the villain?
Well, I mean, depends on how you want to truly. Are the kids the villains? Could be. Could be.
I've never seen it.
You should watch.
This is one of your favorites, isn't it?
I've only seen that movie once. Mm-hmm. The original, I've only seen once, and that movie, that is a scary movie. I saw that movie when I was 30 years old at home. I watched it at home. Now, granted, Nikki and I had just moved into a new house. It probably was not the right movie to watch. It was like the first movie we watched on Netflix. We go, oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh my God, it made a horrible decision. That movie is scary. That is a good horror movie.
Okay. In the event I've watched a movie, I'll put that up there.
Oh, watch it, please.
Okay.
Tyler.
Yes.
We skipped a segment.
Okay.
We skipped a segment. It's a new segment. So I can forgive us, but I'd like to do it still. Do you mind if I do it?
Do we need to do it again next week because we skipped it this week?
Or
we'll reference our mess up next week.
Yeah, let's just reference it.
Okay.
We don't have to put it in this segment that we like to call We Done Goofed. We done goofed, Tyler. We done goofed hardcore.
Mm, yeah.
I got four goofs. Four goofs.
Nice.
One we've been sitting on for a long time. I just want to put it out there because I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing it. Way back in episode 96, you and I, we were trying to come up with the name of Archie's rival.
Uh-huh.
From Archie Comics, not the other Archie, from like the Arch Deluxe.
Yeah.
Who is clearly the Hamburglar. what we landed on Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
We said that Ronnie was Archie's rival. Chandra and Jacob of Wolf Fighting fame both have brought to our attention that Archie's rival is in fact Reggie.
Mm.
Reggie.
Reggie.
Not Ronnie. Ronnie is Veronica's nickname.
Okay.
She is the...
She is also sort of the villain. Sort of the villain.
It depends if you want to incite a class war.
yep. Although he ended up choosing her at the end, so...
Ronnie is also what Archie calls Veronica when she's on top and she wants to feel dominant. Also, we got another goof. In episode 99, I talked about reprogramming my laugh. Joey.
Mm-hmm.
He claims that I still do the noisy inhale at the end of my laugh. And okay, I reviewed the tapes. You are right. I do have this audible inhale at the end of my laugh. But what you don't understand, first of all, thank you for making me feel uncomfortable about my laugh again. I do really appreciate that.
Gotta do it again.
Really appreciate that. In a program that is audio only. Where the only representation you have of me is my voice. Thank you. Thank you so much for the complex. But you're right. I do have an audible inhale. But I will say, in my defense, it is not nearly as exaggerated as it once was. I used to sound like, this is no joke, when I was laughing, I used to sound like an excited seal. Now I only sound like a man with deep-seated emotional issues. In episode 101, we goofed, Tyler. I said the name of the island in Jurassic Park was Isla Nublar. Impresario Tony, is that right? Is that the right title?
Mm-hmm, it is.
Bad with titles. He pointed out on Facebook that it's Isla Nublar. I missed it by an L. I was so close. I do feel ashamed. I do feel ashamed. I even went online to figure out how to pronounce it and to see if I was pronouncing, I don't even know if I was pronouncing Isla right. Mm. Isla Fisher? I figure maybe. after reading a 12-post debate on the jplegacy.org forums, I decided that maybe I had better things to do with my time. Although, if you're bored and you're looking for something hilarious, I recommend you go to that board and read that discussion. I do have the link for you for the show notes,
nice.
Tyler. One more goof.
Mm-hmm.
In episode 103, I mentioned how revolutionary I thought Metal Warriors was for allowing the player to get out of his mech mm-hmm. and move around as the human pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Color Mage, John Sullivan?
Yes.
Did I get that title right?
You did.
Good. He pointed out a game that came out 4 years before it, called Metal Mech, Man and Machine for the NES. So I had never heard of it. He posted a video of it on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, yeah, you drive around in a mech and then you get out and climb ladders and collect shit. It didn't look as exciting.
Yeah.
But still, with this new knowledge, I can say, sadly, you win, Jacob. NBA Jam is a better game than Metal Warriors. Sorry.
Oh.
That's it. That's all the goofs.
But do you mind call us?
I think some people called us. Yeah. I think so. My phone was ringing earlier.
I like when people call us.
I was afraid
us.
To pick it up. First call, Tyler.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue. Mm-hmm. And I've got a question. I don't have a would you rather. I just had a question I was thinking about after listening to the 101st celebration episode.
Mm.
I don't know why I thought of this question. Listen to that. But I wanted to get your guys' take on it. If everybody in Tadpog Nation lore were a stuffed animal and they were all in a claw machine and you two were the little boys coming up to the claw machine, who would you try to get out of the claw machine? Who would you go after? Would it be somebody laying on top? Would it be somebody that you dig down for? Who would you want to get out of the claw machine? And you can't cheat. You can't go through the door.
Damn it.
You got to use your quarters.
Damn it.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Peace.
I was really, when he started out, I don't have a would you rather. Like for a moment, I was like, if he mentions the Santana track on the Godzilla soundtrack, I'm done with this podcast. This is, we know what the right answer is, right?
I mean, we have to say our wives, right?
Right. We have to say that.
Meg's going to be hard to grab with the claw because, like, the belly and her, it's, I feel like she's going to be harder to grab, but I've got, you have to do that.
Yeah, you have to. Like, I can't give you another answer. I'm sorry.
And are they humans? Are these human stuffed humans? Or we have to figure out what kind of stuffed animal each guest host is?
That is what we have to do because that is more fun. And maybe they're not all a stuffed animal. Like maybe Josh of Uniracer's fame is a toy motorcycle. I don't know
He's a toy bicycle.
I don't know. Maybe he is.
He's a unicycle. He's a red unicycle. With glasses and eyes.
But yeah, I'm sorry. I gotta save Nikki. Mm-hmm. I gotta pull her out of there. Although I love it when I see a kid like trapped inside one of those things. I have seen that. Like not just on the internet. I have seen a child crawl into one of those and get stuck. And I remember thinking, man, if he could get out of there, that's a really good idea. I was also a kid at the time. That was when I remember seeing that when my cousin and I, we used to play, what's that fighting game? Time Splitters? Where like there's like one of the characters is like a praying mantis Thrycreen kind of thing.
I wanna say you're right. A
time
but
Killers. Oh, it's something.
I think it's Time Splitters, but we'll get corrected for next week so we don't get it.
Because one of them's a shooting game. One of them's like a light gun game, and the other's a fighting game.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So our wives.
Subdivision of time. We have to say
we're
going to
be boring and go wives.
We have to. Just have to.
But maybe, just maybe, if Nikki weren't in there, maybe I'd pull you out of there, Lord Mike. Maybe. We got another call.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Nicole. I knew that you were going to be talking about a game related to zombies today. So my question for you is, what is your weapon of choice for the zombie apocalypse? Thanks, guys.
It's a good question.
Thank you, Marquez, Nicole.
Thank you. I put a lot of thought into this question for the longest amount of time. Mm-hmm. Chainsaw.
Chainsaw?
Chainsaw.
You don't mind getting up close?
No. No, in a zombie apocalypse, I want to be up close.
Only if they're classic zombies, not like fighting like spitters and lickers.
Well, if we're fighting spitters and lickers, then that is an entirely different scenario. I think I just fall back and let the dudes with the guns handle the spitters. But yeah, I want to be... Here's what I want. I want a chainsaw as a primary, and I want a katana as a secondary. Okay. I definitely want to be up front.
Okay.
I mean, no one wants to live in zombie apocalypse, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, so we're all going to die. That's inevitable. We're all going to die. We're all going to get bitten. We're all going to get infected. You might as well really just enjoy it. Really just enjoy it. Chop those zombies up. Get turned into a zombie. Make one of your loved ones shoot you and cry about it.
Okay, that's fair. That's good. I guess I'm going to have to go deep cut to like Mystery Men and pick up a shovel and just develop like William H. Macy, the shoveler type skills. And
you're
just,
also going close, huh?
Yeah, I'm just going to have a shovel.
Wow. Okay. Maybe you get, can you have like a trash can lid? I figured you would have like some kind of defensive.
Yeah. I get just a suit of armor.
That's
full
pretty
suit of,
good.
Full suit of armor with spikes on it.
Why have they not thought about that in zombie movies? Well, if they bite
Dale,
us,
Dale Gribble
return.
Thought about that in King of the Hill when he was challenging people in the neighborhood in his suit of armor. Yeah, but you're right. Spiked armor.
I'm changing my answer. That's fucking brilliant. What are they going to do? Bite through steel? Mm-hmm. No. No. You're just going to be uncomfortable for the rest of your life. You could just go on living the way you live. Everyone could. If we just, all of a sudden, blacksmiths are just sprouting up left and right. Walmart's out of business. You just go down in the corner shop and get you a set of full plate.
Everybody just going on normal days, like a mailman in full plate, walking around your mowing your yard in full plate.
Zombies are just like trying to bite you. They fucking can't. This is brilliant. I think we just wrote like the worst pilot ever. We got another call, Tyler.
All right.
Hello, Tadpog. It is Jacob. I have a question for you. I just today was able to watch the trailer for Gotham. A new show on Fox that is sort of about, Jim Gordon beginning in the Gotham City PD. And it got me thinking, on one hand, it's going to be an interesting story. I'm excited to see it. I don't know that it's I mean, I don't know. I don't give a shit about the adventures of young Bruce Wayne, but I think, you know, a cop show in Gotham, you know, showing the early days, I think that's interesting. And it got me thinking, what is a game that you guys would like to see a prequel for, that you would like to know how it got from point A to point B? Degree of difficulty, no RPGs. You have to, it has to be a story from an action game or an adventure game that you're sufficiently intrigued by to want to know that, because I'm sure, you know, we would all want to know more about, like, the world of Chrono Trigger, the world of Earthbound, or the world of Suikoden, or whatever, but I want something besides that. Anyway, see you guys later, bye!
I'll let you answer first, because I do not have an answer.
I'm going to keep, I'll further confine myself and keep it to the list, the IGN's top 100 SNES games list. I wish, I remember playing through Illusion of Gaia, Frieden was just this dark knight just that you would just get to become. I wouldn't mind seeing an Illusion of Gaia prequel to find out who Frieden is, why is he this...
It's an RPG, dog.
It's an action. Oh,
man,
RPG.
Don't get all technical on us. No, I think that's a great answer, but it's like, you broke the one rule he gave us.
It's still a little bit RPG-ish. It is. You're right.
But that's a great answer,
so
though.
So I guess Uniracers, the anti-Uni.
I was kind of going Uniracers, too, man. Honestly...
Or Mike, Final Fight, like how did Mike Higari get to win his mayoral race?
Not like that.
Or is it still something, was he a wrestler first? Is he Saturday Night Slam Masters? And then from that, he Jesse Ventura style goes into politics, becomes a mayor.
It's funny how life imitates art sometimes. UN Squadron for me. I say that because I actually did go out and look for the manga when I found out that it existed.
Nice. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, all right. I want to find out more about these guys. Couldn't find it within like 5 minutes. So I was like, yeah, okay. But, and I meant to bring up UN Squadron when we were talking about Metal Warriors. I think that would have been a great thing for that game to have. Like, if they would have kind of meshed the two. Like, if you would have had, like, the profile or the viewpoint of the actual character inside the mech, like, making facial expressions and stuff.
Yes.
That would have been cool.
I'm totally with you. That would have been great.
So let's make it. let's make it. Let's go to Scotland and make it and sell it for $2.99.
That after our full plate zombie game.
Well, we know that'd be bad. But this is good.
Okay. All right.
I hope you've been sufficiently answered, Jacob, of Wolf Fighting Fame. Thank you for calling.
If that's fine. If not, call back again and I'll think in the meantime.
Know. That's a good answer. We got one more call.
Okay.
We got time?
Yeah.
Hi, Ted Pog. This is your friend Josh. I'm just calling to say, hey, how are you guys? Me, myself, I'm doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. Just keeping it at a six. So my wife just called and asked you guys a zombie-related question, so I will do the same. In the event of a zombie apocalypse, who is your go-to friend to make it to first that will guarantee your survival? And what skills do they have? Okay. Have fun recording your show. Love you guys.
Love you, Josh. And I know my answer immediately.
Yeah, we both have the same answer. We both have the same answer, right?
1, 2, 3, John Turley.
What? Okay. She's so far away, though.
He's got a plane. He'll probably just come to me if I wait long enough.
No, that's not the question. Who are you going to?
Yes, I got to say Wiley Ammons.
Okay. All right.
Although I see your answer.
I'm going John Turley of NBA James fame 100%. NBA James fame is really hard to say. If you say it correctly, it's not that bad. But why would I go to him? Because that dude is a great shot. And I'm going to have a chainsaw, so I need someone behind me who's shooting spitters and lickers. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be him.
See, actually, they're pretty similar in that Wiley Ammons of Super Star Wars fame, he also has lots of guns, is a great shot. They both have computer expertise for having to hack security terminals Fallout style. We have to go to
places. We're not
going to
have power, man. We're going to be off the grid. I don't think you can really.
Maybe they can help us get power back with their computer skills. But then Wiley, he is far away, but he does own a plane now, so that'll help us get up in the air and get away, get on an island maybe somewhere.
We're all gonna die.
Wiley is fluent in Spanish, so I'm sure that'll be helpful.
So if we find ourselves in a situation where we need to buy chiclets from a zombie, we're going to be great.
We make it to a bodega that has all the ammo we need, but we can't reason with them. We can't talk to them. We can't barter. There you go.
So yeah. I hope that's officially answered the question. Thanks for calling. Yeah. We love you, Josh.
We do. We love
you. I love it when you keep it at a six.
He's always at a six.
I love it. I got some people to thank.
Please do.
Do you mind?
No.
MK Elso, of course, for recommending that we play Dead Pixels, a game I hadn't even heard of until he brought it up. No. So thank you. Also, for iTunes reviews, I want to thank Harold Arthur. Famed son of Sandwich Duke, Phil. He recommends that we do a show on Super Smash TV.
Which I'm fine with that. I played Super Smash TV for a long time at Game Galaxy.
That game is really long. That's where I played it too. And I just need to play the Super Nintendo version because I have never played it. I played the arcade version, but I've never played the Super Nintendo version.
I
need to get on it so we can do that episode.
And I know some friend of Drew Rowland's requested we do Fallout. And I mentioned it before because we were sort of going in order of 5-star reviews, but like, I know Fallout came, that was requested earlier, but that's going to be, that will be a big show, and I want some certain guest hosts that aren't always available, so that's going to happen, but it'll be a little while. Once all the stars align, then that Fallout episode will happen.
I think everyone who listens to this show knows that we do not have an order that we do shit in. Like, if it's not on an IGN list, we don't do shit in order. Whatever. We just kind of do, like, literally, guys, this is how we plan a Monday show. It's Friday, and it's like, what do you want to do for Monday's show? I don't know. Dead Pixels? Yeah, great.
How much time do you have? What's a short one? What's a long one? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much what it boils down to. On Facebook, I want to thank Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue, Marques, Nicole, and Saint Zach for sharing. They're the holy trinity, really. Really. When in a world that has only Jesus' feet, they are the Holy Trinity. On Twitter, I want to thank the following people for retweets. Leva Bates, Color Mage, John Sullivan, Chandra Nitschit, we need to give her a title.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned something about, by the way, you should check out Twitter because there's some boob hickey conversations going on. You can check it out. If you listen to look, she just confirmed that that's a thing.
it is a thing.
I realize that it's a thing, but now I'm just kind of, I feel left out.
Now that you have boob confirmation.
I know. So, I don't know. Maybe the title has something to do with that. Maybe it doesn't. Probably shouldn't. also want to thank Marques Nicole, 8BitBot, Retro Gaming, Let Gamers Unite, FlatRPG.com, Drew, Kyle Gilday, and Exalted Lord Micah Purdue for retweeting.
Excellent.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher, so you don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about IGN's 32nd ranked game.
Mm-hmm. You just played it.
Oh, you're right. I did. I had to think for a second. The Legend of the Mystical Ninja. Mm-hmm. So you're right, because like, it's not Lost Vikings. What?
I could tell.
I did already play that.
I could tell. So I was like, here's what's going through my mind. I don't know the name of that game, but if I remind Tyler he just played it, he'll probably remember it.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Give the show.
That's like a thing. Man. That's a regular thing. I love it. Give the 5-star a review.
What do you think of the 5-star? Review it.
Give the dog a bone. That's what it reminds me of. Every time you say it, it reminds me of that stupid ass bit from America's Funniest People. You remember that shitty spinoff with Dave Coulier? Yeah. And then that the blonde woman? I don't know what her name is. But
she's on Royal Pains.
Really?
Yeah.
She's still around?
Yeah.
Dave Coulier didn't like chop her up and put her in a ice locker. Is that a thing? But yeah, it reminds me that they did this like really shitty bit of like, they did, what's the patty whack thing? Am I making any sense?
Nick, I think I might have Nick Knack patty whack. Yeah.
Do you remember that skit thing that they did? There's no way I'm going to find that on the internet. But please, someone out there, if you know what the fuck I'm talking about, let me know.
Give the show a 5-star rating.
Yes.
Write a review.
Please.
If there's a game you want us to do, include that in your 5-star review.
On iTunes.
And we'll get to it
eventually. See, that's what happened on this episode. Mm-hmm. This episode, someone suggested we talk about a game on an iTunes 5-star review. And look, magic.
Yep.
Magic happened.
Boom.
I mean, we kind of talked about the game, but...
We absolutely played it.
We did play it. We did play it.
You can friend us on Steam and you'll see in our Steam history, we played the game.
Yeah, do it. What's our Steam group? Tadpog.
Tadpog.
Just find it. Just search for us. Mm-hmm. We're there. Join us.
Do we have a phone number?
We do have a phone number.
Yeah.
Operators are always standing by at 270-883-2555. You got a question? Is it under 3 minutes? Good, because that's what we need. Call us. Let us know also if we goofed. You want to call in and leave a we done goofed? I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I think that's my favorite thing about the show. I could just do, I would love it. We could just, let's just fuck up an episode so bad that we'll just have to do a full episode.
We'll just do a whole show of just slanderous statements and then people can call in.
No one ever calls us on that shit though, which I love. That shows us that our listeners love it when we talk shit about people. But God forbid.
They get the wrong island on Jurassic Park.
Just kidding, Tony. We love you. You're actually, man, if we didn't have you listening, I might not have a We Done Goose segment, and I'd be really sad.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
So, okay, if you were a stuffed animal in a claw machine, don't tell Nikki, but I'll pull your ass out. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we will be back. We're going to be talking about some legendary mystical shit. You're going to love it. So come back, check in with us. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where some show notes are. You want to hear some dudes talking about how to properly pronounce Isla Nublar? Go to the show notes. You're going to find at least 12 posts that are probably going to make you laugh while you're at work trying to get through lunch. I know. I've been there. I get it. You can also find us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/tadpog. There are a lot of cool people doing a lot of cool shit there. That's where the Tadpog Holy Trinity lives when Jesus has only feet. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at tadpog_podcast. It is cumbersome, but we do have conversations there about boob hickeys. So if you don't know about boob hickeys, if you want to like actually see someone admit to boob hickeys, find us on Twitter. Why not? Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Our intro song is Moves by Sycamore Drive. And a link to that track can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com.
Until next time, Tropical Capricorn.
It took me, like, I had to go through the jumps. I had to be like, all right, Fresh Prince, Uncle Phil, Vivian? Vivian.